Questing, where are you going? You have a sense of vision, but where are you going? Genesis chapter 16, verse 8. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, where have you come from and where are you going? And she said, I'm fleeing from the presence of my mistress, Sarai. Hagar was a victim of circumstances, if you know her story. She was a maid to Abraham's wife, Sarah. At this time, her name is Sarai, but we'll use Sarah. And Sarah and Abraham didn't have a child, and by their own arrangement, they thought that Hagar could facilitate their desire for a child. It wasn't the smartest decision, but it was implemented. And Hagar becomes pregnant, and then everything goes wrong with the plan. You know, there are times you have a plan, you think this is the best plan, and then it starts unfolding and you say, it's the worst plan I've ever made. So that's what happens. And so Sarah begins to mistreat Hagar and mistreats her so badly that she runs away from home. She's a pregnant lady and runs away from home, and she lands in the wilderness, and it's almost about to lose her life. And the angel of the Lord appears to her, or comes to her, and asks her the question, Hagar, where are you going? And that's a good question for each one of us. You get up in the morning, you go through all rituals and your chores, and you rush out of the house. Where are you going? You're moving, you're making calls, you're doing all kinds of things, traveling by air, and doing all kinds of activities. Where are you going? It's very possible to move without going anywhere. And there are a lot of people moving frantically in a frenzy, but going nowhere. At the end of the day, you just feel like I've worked and worked and worked, but I don't even know where I'm going or what I've achieved. Hagar's answer to the angel was very interesting. She had no clue where she was going. She knew where she had fled from, but she had no clue where she was going. She just said, I have fled from my mistress, Sarah. It's not whom did you flee from, but where are you going? She knew what was making her run: frustration, anger. She's been mistreated and she's running, but she had no sense of where she was going. And that's a very important instruction for us, that being angry is not enough for you to move in a direction. It can get you moving, but you may lose your way. And sometimes we are led by frustration, or we are led by bad treatment. Somebody didn't treat you well. Somebody didn't help you. Somebody dislikes you. And so you say, I'm leaving. I'm leaving this job. I'm not going to be here again. Where are you going? It's not important just to flee, but where are you going? And that's the question that Hagar couldn't answer. So in the end, the angel tells Hagar, go back to where you're running away from. There will come a time when you can move with a clear sense of direction. But at this time, this kind of movement where anger and frustration is making you run without a direction can land you from frying pan to fire. So the question I'm also asking you today, where are you going with all your busyness? Where are you going? And I pray that God will give you direction, not only to be active and energetic, but that God will help you to have a clear sense of direction with your vision. Let's share a word of prayer together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I know that your eyes are always on me. Help me not to make rash decisions in my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Don't just rush out. You have to know where you are going. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.